Good morning and welcome to A View from Above. We have another exciting show for you. We're so glad that you've came today. And we're talking about letting go today. This is the second part in our series, Letting Go. And in this one, you're going to be learning how to release those things that are not helping you or not serving you in your life. I have a great verse for you that's going to be your foundational verse for this. It's in Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18 to 19. Remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. So this is a great verse. It's talking about, don't remember the old things. He's going to make a new thing. It's talking about God making a new way for you. Be ready now to spring into it. It doesn't matter that maybe it doesn't look clear where you're going yet. God is going to make that path clear to you as you begin to step forward with Him. And of course, as always, I have my beautiful hostess, Liza, with me too.
Oh, thank you for remembering me.
No, I knew you were there the whole time. I was just rolling.
I won't let you forget, that's for sure. Yes, hi you guys. I'm so excited today. And I always get excited, right, when we're transitioning into the new year.
Yeah.
Because I am expecting great things to come. And I have to tell you a story. Yesterday, I spent a day with my wonderful friend. Hi, Rochelle. I know you're watching. And she told me that she's so excited about her future. And I'm saying, yes! And I know that she started watching us on View from Above on Facebook. So you guys are getting blessed. And I know that my excitement is contagious. My blessing is contagious. My ability to interpret dreams is contagious. My ability to heal, to transform, and to create miracles is contagious. So my friend was telling me yesterday that now she finally got a feeling that she couldn't touch, you know, couldn't get in touch with for so long.
Yeah.
Now she's anticipating great things to come. Not only that, again, manifestation happened while she was at the Christmas party at work, and they had a raffle, and she said it out loud. She caught herself talking about it. She said, I never win anything, but today I'm going to win.
Amen.
Lo and behold, she won. And you know what? The words just came to me, and I started calling it proclamation of manifestation.
Ooh.
See, when you kind of bring the manifestation in and proclaim it, that's when things begin to happen.
Yeah.
So today I want you to start proclaiming that your year of the blessing is coming. I do believe that 2017 will be the best year yet. It will be the beginning of the amazing future for you. But to transition into the greatest future yet, you need to let go of what happened to you in 2016.
Absolutely.
And how do we do that? You know, how do we transition? Let's say people had so many stumbling blocks. They had so many regrets. They're still thinking about all these bad things that, you know, happened in their mind to them. So many people I saw on Facebook being angry at 2016 and, mm-hmm. you know, calling it the F word. You know, I don't know why you guys doing it. You know, you're proclaiming bad things over your life. I want to encourage you today. Don't do it. Don't do it. I want you to get excited about good things. I don't want you to be stuck into the anger, and stuck in the bad fortune. Okay. Mm-hmm. I want you to get your good luck charm. You know, we can agree with you. I'm a good luck charm for many people. It's not the first time.
You're infectious.
Yes, I know.
I don't want my shots.
You're getting your shots, right?
I don't want my shots. I want to get infected by what you've got,
right,
for sure.
Right. So, all my friends, see, when we agree and proclaim things, they do happen. So would mm-hmm. you want to agree on good things to happen in your life?
Mm-hmm.
Or would you want to continue dwelling on the things that did not happen for you, on the things that did not go your way, on the things that were disappointing? So let's talk about transitioning today. I believe it's very important. It's vital part of you becoming the person that God created you to be. You have to look into the future.
Yeah.
You need to know the past. You need to study the past. But you have to let it go.
Yeah. Well, I think it's very important to start off with, why do we have to let stuff go? Why do we? And we got to think about the way that God has designed His plan. He has something better for us, but if we get stuck in an old way, in an old habit, then suddenly we're not able to step up and to step into the blessing. I have a lot of examples of that recently, because there's kind of two ways that we can let go. We can either do it kicking and screaming, or we can do it by the grace of God, where we just step right into that whole new way. Well, recently, I've got to be honest, I've been doing a little kicking and screaming. And God started revealing this to me. My car died. And that was not news to me that it was going to die. What was hard is letting it go.
Well, because I told you so.
Well, you told me so. That's right. She does. But also, there were signs that something was wrong with it, and it was going to go, and it was getting old. And I knew that it was time. And Liza kept saying, Ted, you've got to start looking for a new car. But I was doing a little bit of that kicking and screaming thing. Well, it's comfortable. You know, I'm used to it. I know, but... And really, God was trying to give me the message. See, he needed me to let go of that old car. Finally, the last broke down. I could have fixed it again, but I said, no, it's time to step into the new one. God wanted to give me something better. He wanted to give me a better car. Man, I have been having so much fun with my new car. I've been, you know, just driving. It's been such a joy. There's been so many wonderful blessings that have come out of that, and, you know, incredible savings that he has given me through the blessing.
Yeah, but, you need to mention it's all electric.
Right.
You know? So, because I've been hearing Ted talking about the electric car for the last 10 years, and I said, finally, you have to get one. So he got one. It's incredible. He's excited. So you're going to get one, too.
But my point is that I had to let go of the old first in order to receive the new. The same thing is it true in your life. You might be holding on to past traumas of relationships, or maybe somebody that said something hurtful to you, and now you're holding a grudge and you're angry about it. You've got to be able to let that go, because before the peace and the joy and the good tidings can start to really manifest in your life, we've got to let go of that old stuff. If you're like me and you're having a little trouble letting it go, We gotta get over that, because God's got something so great planned for you. You just need to open up and receive it. And he was showing me another example. Before my car broke down, he was showing me that I was stubbornly sitting and not moving forward to where he was telling me. And in my office at work, I was working away, and I was sitting on this stool, and the stool actually broke from under me. The legs that were these plastic legs, they snapped out from under me. And it was very interesting, because I was sitting there working on a client, and suddenly it started making this strange noises, and she said, is your stool going to break? And I said, no, of course not. I'm still in denial. And then suddenly, bam, these legs went out, and that stool fell from under me. I didn't fall. I was standing up at that point. But the point is that as that happened, it was God speaking to me and saying, don't get comfortable sitting where you are. Mm-hmm. I've got a better place for you to sit. He wants us to sit on his throne.
Right.
He wants us to sit in royalty.
Right.
He wants us to sit in blessing. And you might have gotten comfortable sitting on that stool. It broke out from under me. The good news is I started writing, sending a little text to the lady that I rent that office from. That's my second office. And letting her know, because I didn't want her to think I was having a party or something and doing something reckless that this stool broke, and telling her about the stool. Well, as I told her that, the word of the Lord came up inside of me, and he started to show me a vision that there's already new legs waiting for this stool, and I saw them actually out in the alley. And by the time I sent that text, I was like, I followed through with that vision. I walked out into the alley behind this building, and there was another chair sitting there, and those legs fit perfectly on it. There was somebody had discarded it, you know how they do it, and these were metal legs. These were better legs. These were stronger, unbreakable legs. They were better legs, and they immediately, within less than 5 minutes, I'd put those on that stool, and he had created a new foundation for me. The old foundation has to fall away so that something better can come. In your life, this is the same thing. You've got to let the old foundation, don't be like me kicking and screaming. Start to be like Liza, where you step into the grace of God when he tells you it's time. Man, you are so good at letting go of the old so that you can receive the new.
Oh, I do it. Sometimes I overdo it. I get rid of stuff like this, you know, and sometimes I kind of give it away, you know, and so forth. And then I start looking for it because I forgot that I already gave it away.
But you got no fear.
I love just clearing out, because I always expect greater things to come, better things to come. See, my expectation is so big that God knows He better delivers.
Yes,
you know,
amen.
He knows He needs to give me greater things all the time. Mm-hmm. And I get even more excitement coming into my life because I expect more from God. See, when you start expecting more from life, it starts coming into your life. Make sure that your ambition is big. Make sure that your dream is big. If you're dreaming small dreams, if you're settling for a mediocre life, that's exactly what you're going to get. Mm-hmm. But God is a great God. God is a God of great vision. He doesn't want you to live a mediocre life and just getting by. He wants you to be empowered by His presence. He Amen. Wants to be present in your supernatural manifestation so He can bring it into your life so you can affect everybody around you. That's the purpose of His kingdom, yeah. See?
I love how you have boldness and no fear in letting go of things. You know, how you can just release it. Because I know some of you at home, you might be rat packs, you know, pack rats, excuse me, and storing stuff away, and it's building up, and you think, well, I might use that another day. That might actually be valuable in the future. No, it won't. Get rid of it. Throw it out. Clear it out. Today is the day to start clearing that stuff out. And I'm not just talking about physical things. Let me read this verse here. This is from Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31, 32. It says, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you along with all malice. Be mm-hmm. kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. So we need to let go of all that hurt. Yes. It doesn't matter if someone said something hurtful, if they left a scar on your heart. A lot of people that are holding on to that, you're letting that scar bleed into the present so you can't see what the future looks like.
Right.
It's time that you got to understand that God wants to take that away from you, but you have to be ready and say, I want to let it go. I'm ready to let go. And that's what today's show is about. It's time to say, I'm ready to let go of that trauma. Doesn't matter what kind of pain it was. When you let that go, now the love can begin to come in. Now your life can begin to change. I'll tell you a story. You know, there, many years ago, before I had such an intelligent and smart and beautiful and talented wife, I was out there on the dating scene. And I was horrible. I would pick the worst partners ever, always. And there's this one girl in particular, I call her the crazy girlfriend. I know you've got that same girl or guy in your life too. You can identify with that. And it was just awful. And after I got out of that relationship, I was so traumatized and so afraid, I didn't want to date again. I mean, seriously, I didn't want to date again. But God began to speak to me. Because deep in my heart, I wanted to have a loving relationship. I wanted to have a partner who really was what I dreamed of and what I believed for. But at that point, I had so much pain and so much fear, it was stopping me. God began to speak to me about releasing that pain. And I slowly started to give it into His hands and release the trauma of the crazy girlfriend. It was the only way that my heart and my life could be ready to receive such a beautiful person. You cannot receive love if you are filled with all that torment and all that pain and all that fear. It rejects it. It casts it out. But you got to know that God has a way for us. As He says here, put it away from you. Once you put that away, now the tenderness starts to come in. And that's why I got so lucky. You know, I got so lucky because I let go.
It's not an accident.
No,
see,
it's not.
People need to know that everything is governed by the laws of the kingdom of God. You can call it the laws of the universe, mm-hmm. whatever it is. Even if you don't acknowledge them, doesn't mean that they don't exist. See, things work in a certain way. and you need to follow the protocol. If you want to achieve certain things, if you want to have great relationships come into your life, if you want to be successful, you need to learn how these laws work. And it's better to align yourself with these laws and be in tune with the kingdom of God and with your destiny. So all the doors will be open for you, so you can receive your partner, so you can have love in your life, so you can have success, so you can let go of struggle. It's very important. See, and what I'm kind of gathering from this verse that you read, that forgiveness is at the heart of it.
The core of it,
at
for sure.
At the core of it. See, people don't understand how forgiveness works. When somebody gets hurt, you know, and, you know, they were so upset about it, and they do have so much pain in their heart. Yes, bad things happen to good people, and I understand that. You still need to forgive and let go. Why? You're not doing it for other people.
No.
You're doing it for yourself.
Yeah.
Forgiveness will help you heal your heart. Forgiveness will help you transition into the space and place of peace and love. And that's exactly what you want to bring into the new year, into the new cycle of life. Exactly what you want. So today, I want you to start thinking about forgiving and letting go. See, last week when we started our series, first we started you on clearing your physical space, your physical house. Today we're talking about clearing your emotional space and your spiritual space, which is inside you, okay? So we're doing it on both levels, physical and spiritual. It's very important to get both levels at the same time. We're hitting it right now. And we're starting with forgiveness. But you might say, oh God, Liza, this person did so many bad things, so he needs to go to prison. I want him to be punished. I want him to be killed. I understand that. I understand that. I totally understand that. And yes, you probably think about punishment, and yes, probably this person deserves it. But remember this one thing. God is fighting your battle when you let him. It's much better for you to let go and let God.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me. God knows what to do, okay? He will perform the things that need to be done in the best way for you. So today you need to start letting go. You need to kind of prepare and open the space for forgiveness. And at the end, we're going to do the prayer so you can transition into your better future.
Also, you know, forgiving and not forgiving and holding that, it becomes an internal battle. It has nothing to do with that other person anymore. Now it's the torment and the fear and the trauma on the inside beating you up. God wants to set you free from that. When you forgive, again, it's not about that other person. When you forgive, it's letting go of that internal struggle, that pain and that battle, and giving it to God. And he takes it from us. That's how the kingdom of God works. He wants to take everything from us that's not working, and he wants to release it from us so that we can have better things. Remember, I talked about at the very beginning, God wants to give you something better. But before he can give you a better partner, before he can give you a better car, before he can give you a better life, because that's the number one thing he has for you. He has a great life for you.
Yes.
You've got to let go of the old. We're becoming new creatures.
Every day God is renewing us. Every day. See, you need to know every morning when you open your eyes, you're stepping into the new life.
Yeah.
You're starting your future. That is the most amazing thing to me when I realize that every morning when I open my eyes, I start the new chapter in my life. Mm-hmm. It's kind of renewal of the spirit that is happening constantly, constantly, constantly. Your spirit is cleansed and old things are washed away. So if you want to think about the cycling process, you know, it's happening every morning. It's very exciting. So even if you are feeling down and you went to sleep and you're unforgiving, you have your chance and opportunity every morning to step into the life of blessing.
Now let's talk about something. We want to talk about shifting your focus right now. Because in letting go, we're talking about letting go of something from the past. But now I want you to start to look towards the future.
Amen to that.
Towards what God has for you. Because when we're looking at the pain and the trauma, we're looking back.
Yes.
We're not seeing the present. We're not seeing what lays ahead. Listen to what Paul writes in Philippians. This is going to be very profound for you. I know it. He says, not that I have already attained or am I already perfect, but I press on, that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching for those things which are ahead.
Ooh.
I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. This sums it up right here. We've got to let go of the stuff that's holding us back. The pain is holding us back. The old ways or old ideas, old beliefs are holding us back. I like what Paul says here. I don't know everything, but I know one thing. I've got to not look back. I've got to press forward towards the goal. God has us focused. When we start to work with God, He is always focusing us towards the future. Today we are talking about letting go so you can stop looking back and start to look towards the future. Start looking towards the new year. Start looking towards where God is taking you. That's when He starts to lead you into incredible ways. You have to get off your stool, though. You have to let go of the things that you are comfortable with. You have to let go of the trauma and the pain. You got to forgive people. Throw out some of that junk. You don't need it. But start to focus on where God is taking you. He's going to lead you higher. The higher call is where Paul is being led. Amen. That's where you can be led too. And it's just a matter of shifting your focus. This is how we shift it all for the
Absolutely.
New year.
Absolutely. That is so accurate.
That is powerful.
Oh my God, it totally touched my heart.
It is.
I'm excited just from you declaring these words over my life. And He just declared these words over your life. Take a hold of them. Agree with us. This is the thing where two or more agree. And when you take it and it becomes yours, when it saturates your spirit, when you start thinking about your future and creating it and start proclaiming it and manifesting it, that's when magic begins to happen. And it's easy. It's not hard.
Absolutely.
See, it only requires a willingness, a willing heart, and then, bam, it begins to happen.
Would you like to receive a present?
I love presents.
Exactly. I bet you'd like to receive a present too. God has incredible gifts for all of you at home. But the first step it requires is letting go. When you let go, you open the space now for something better to come in. A better relationship, a better car, a better health, better ideas, a better vision of your future, a better plan of where God is taking you. That is the whole plan of God. If you let go, it'll open the way for you to have your best gift ever, to have the present that God has prepared for you. It's waiting for you right now. All that's required is for you to let go. Let go of all the old things and start to get excited. Liza was talking about her friend, how excited she is about the future. Say that again, because I like the power of that. The future, the excitement of the future, right?
That's how you bring it in. You get excited anticipating your great future. And yet, that's what my friend said. I am excited about my future. And I could feel it. You know, she was driving. I was in the passenger
seat. I felt it too when you shared it.
And you know what? We were in the car, which also representational. See, when in the dreams or visions, you see yourself in a car, that means you're moving forward, right?
Absolutely.
You are in your spiritual life and you're moving forward. So we were in the car. It was totally representational to me. And she said, I'm excited about my future. I said, yes, praise God, me too. So I want you to get it. I want you to take it. I want you to make it yours. I want you to start generating your excitement in your heart and know that your future is great. See, so many people are telling me that they're afraid of the future, that this thing might go wrong, that thing might go wrong. Not in the kingdom of God.
God is still in charge.
When you know that God is in charge, God is in control, and He's in control of all things. He created them all. See, God is not a person. It's the system. You need to understand that. It's the system of God that governs itself. It has certain laws in effect. And they're in effect, no matter what you think about it. But when you're part of this system, you have peace in your heart. Because you know that you're inside the kingdom of God, God is taking care of you. He's taking you to the destination that he prepared for you. Get into his car. He's going to take you where you are the king, right?
Amen.
King and the queen.
Amen.
That's his plan for you. That's what I truly believe, and I'm excited about it.
So we're closing in on the end of the year. Are you ready to let go? Are you ready to let go of all the things? And there might be disappointments from the year, maybe goals that weren't achieved, maybe jobs that didn't end up coming through, you know, the way that you thought they were supposed to. Maybe relationships ended. You know, maybe the relationship didn't reach the level of fulfillment that you were looking for. Now it's time to put that all away. Put it away from you. Give it to God. He'll take it to its rightful place. It doesn't belong with you anymore.
Nope.
That year is gone. That's the past. We can't live in the past. There's no life in the past. There's no spirit in the past. The spirit is right here now in the present,
Amen.
Carrying us forward into the future.
Ooh.
This is where the Spirit of God is working.
Praise God.
This is where the miracles happen. You want a miracle to happen, it won't happen back there last month or 6 months ago. The miracle's going to happen right now today. It's going to happen for you right now because Liza's getting ready to pray for you. And she's going to be praying something amazing, right?
Oh, I can feel the Spirit moving. It's very strong, and I'm very excited.
And this is when the Spirit's going to come into your home and help you to be set free from all the things. You're going to be able to let go. It's going to be easy. Me and you, we'll let go right now as Liza prays. It's going to be easy for us. And then we'll be able to sail into the future to the blessing that God has prepared for us. Go for
it. Now get ready. Close your eyes. And I want you to start feeling your body, feeling the presence of life in your body right now. You're alive. That means that the Spirit of God is inside you.
Amen.
But to reassure it, I want you to ask God to come into your body and into your heart and really feel the Spirit entering in, healing you from the inside, taking up the space on the inside. And when that happens, great love and great peace comes in. And close your eyes and agree with me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for this beautiful day of manifestation. Today, Lord, we are agreeing with you and with each other that you're going to take us into our greater future yet.
Amen.
Today, Lord, I pray over all my people. In your name, I believe and declare that the doors to the past are closed. Those of you who are still feeling hurt from the past relationships or all the things that happened in 2016, now is the time. Opportunity is here. In your heart, say, I let it go.
Let it go.
Say, I forgive.
I forgive.
I am ready.
I am ready.
Take my life, Lord.
Take my life.
Take my hand, Lord.
Take my hand, Lord.
Let's go together.
Let's go together.
Let's move forward.
Let's move.
And now see God coming to you in the Spirit, taking you by the hand and taking you into the best future yet. He's going to start revealing things for you right now in a vision. I see that he's coming to many of you in your visions. If not seeing him right now, you will see him in a dream tonight when you are sleeping. But right now, keep receiving the Spirit. I believe and declare that people are getting healed right now.
Amen.
Relationships are being healed and restored. Your body, from the top of the head down to the tips of your toes, you're being healed and restored. Right now, all the doors to the past are closing.
Thank you.
All the pain is being removed from your heart.
Amen.
And the peace and the joy is coming in. I proclaim blessing over your life.
Yes.
I proclaim
Thank
joy
you,
over your life. I proclaim great success over your life. Because together with people of God and with heavens, we manifest great things. And I proclaim the manifestation of the future. It is here right now. The blessing is here right now. You receive it. I believe it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Praise God. I'm excited for you. I'm excited for you. Totally.
Did you receive that? I know you did. Say amen to that. That'll just solidify it deep inside of you. Let it start to take hold of you. Now get into action. I want you to start thinking about your future. Start thinking about the plan that God has for you. He's going to start to open ideas for you. Some of you, it'll be inventions he'll open to you. You'll start getting new ways to move. He'll start giving you new opportunities to meet somebody. He's going to start to show you incredible things. We are flying now, and I know you're blessed. Thank you for tuning in today to View from Above. We're so lucky to have you here. We know that you're going to be blessed by this. We know you're going to be changed by it. Come back again next week because we have another important message in this series. And thank you so much.
Let's keep pressing forward. Be blessed.